One for the dads now. Were you there at the birth of your child? It's estimated that 95% of fathers are now present at the birth of their kid. And a new study has suggested that in some cases, the father being there can make the pain of childbirth worse. What do you think? If you were present at the birth of your child, would you pick up the phone? Maybe you couldn't think of anything worse. 08459 555 678. The Sunday World columnist, Dara Keeney, with us. Morning, Dara.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator, Heidi McAlpin. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Would you want to be there, Dara? Were you there?
I was there both times, Stephen. And if it happened again, I would be right there beside her. And no question about it.
What's it like?
Never in any doubt.
What's it like being there?
Well, in context, even it kind of comes after 9-10 months of a pregnancy. Antenatal classes where you're learning what's going to happen. You don't really pick up the technical details. You kind of those antenatal classes, they cement really the fact that you really have no idea what's going to happen. Then comes to the 9-10 month period, and we're hauled into hospital, and it is stressful, it's emotional, it's terrifying, it's incredible, it's happy. But, I mean, for a dad to walk away at that point and to leave the wife, sorry, a dad-to-be, I should say, and to leave the wife in the hospital without the support, I find remarkable. I'm glad it's only 5%. I'm actually surprised there's still 5% out there. But this idea that it could make it worse or more painful for the mum-to-be is shocking to me, and I don't know where those stats come from.
Is it a modern man thing, this, Heidi? Because years ago there wouldn't have been too many dads there.
Yes, that's true. Years ago there weren't, but I mean, I had my husband was in at the birth of both my children, and thank goodness, because my attitude is that he got you into that situation in the first place, not exclusively him, and he may as well stick around and enjoy the show. Also, he gets to see more of the birth. He sees the birth, and you don't see the birth. You're not at the business end. You're sort of lying there going, oh, gas and air, and then he's your drug pusher, because your husband helps you. He helps relieve your pain, because the midwife and the doctor's in there just making sure that your baby is healthy.
And if you've read,
wasn't there, what are you going to do? You're actually going to feel more pain, I believe.
And if you've read articles about this, Dara, no doubt you've read some of those men who say that they were there, and it's put them off sex with their wives.
I've heard this. Where new dads kind of develop an inferiority complex. There's something triggers in the back of the brain and sort of says they'll never be able to perform again. There's some psychology behind seeing the baby coming out. Look, that's another side of the whole being beside your wife for labour. I didn't go down the business end.
Deliberately didn't go down that end?
I don't even remember if it was a conscious decision, Stephen. The screen went up. My wife wanted me beside her head where we could see each other and hold her hand. I mean, if I'd have been asked to go down, I would have had probably a slight moral dilemma. I don't think that was on the radar for myself. I think I probably
noticed him.
Why not? Because I think I was more used beside my wife, where she could see me and I could talk her through it, and we could go through the breathing, go through holding her hand and doing all the things that we've been told that we abuse, instead of standing back and videoing it like it's in the video, like it's in the movies. Like, that was never an option. I wasn't going to be like watching from afar, standing on a chair, or even going close to the business end.
There's just something making me smile when you say the business end. Kevin, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've been there four times.
I've been there four times, Stephen. And I've loved every time. It's a very special time, you know. The first time around was superb, and the experience thereafter was just absolutely superb. The last one was a cesarean, and it was an emergency cesarean, and actually just being there for my wife and reassuring her that everything was okay, especially with the last one, was invaluable for her.
Can you put words, Kevin, to that very moment, that split-second moment when you see your child enter the world for the first second of their life?
I think it must be something similar to somebody winning 50 million on the lotto. That's the only thing. It's just the most emotional thing. And on all four occasions, I don't mind saying this, I cried at each one of them, because it was just so miraculous that this wee thing came out, and it was part of me. And responsibility the first time around just hit me straight away. You know, I'm now responsible for this wee thing that's come into the world. And
Stephen, I had that moment as well with my child, but I had it when I held her. I just didn't feel the need to go down the business end, as we're calling it, to get that moment. It was a miraculous moment, as Kevin said, and I just didn't want to go down that end. I just wanted to, as soon as I held Chloe in my arms, I felt that 50 million lottery win, as he's just described. I just didn't want to go down the other end, and I'm okay saying that.
Really interesting stuff, actually. And what would you say, just finally, Kevin, then, to someone that doesn't go, that's missed it?
I just think they're missing out on an awful lot. I just think that whole sensation of creating something and waiting 9 months, and then suddenly this wee thing appears.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe. Right.
I actually think you've described it really well. And Kevin, thank you. Darren, Heidi, thank you very much indeed.